So first let me say, the word Veda is a very meaningful word. It is a word which has a meaning even etymologically. The word Veda is a Sanskrit word. And I know that some of you have started learning Sanskrit recently. But this word Veda is derived from the Sanskrit root. There is a root word in Sanskrit called vid. Vid, to know. So the book which is known as Veda is so called because it is claimed to be the book of knowledge. So Veda means knowledge. Now, many of you might not have even seen the book Veda. I suppose one day there might be an exhibition here where we can present the Vedic literature and you can have the first-hand perception, at least visual perception. And the first thing that you will see will be four books. Veda, as it is known, consists of four books. And these four books have each one a separate name. The most important and most ancient of these four is called Rigveda. Rig Veda. The second book is called Yajurveda. The third book is called Samaveda. And the fourth book is called Atharva Veda. These are the four books. Don't try to memorize these names, because I will come to these names so often that even without your effort you will be able to remember these four names. Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda, Atharva Veda. Now each Veda is called Samhita. This is another word, Sanskrit word, Samhita. Samhita means collection, anthology. I don't know if you have seen anthologies of poets, anthology of many writers, fiction writers and prose writers. You know, when you make a selection from a large body and put them together, collect together a collection, that is called Samhita. That is anthology. So each book is an anthology. In other words, none of the four books is a complete book. It's only an anthology. It is said that there was a time, very ancient time. How much ancient, one does not know. Let us say 5,000 years ago or 6,000 years ago or 10,000 years ago. One doesn't know. There is a lot of speculation about it. And we need not go into that speculation. We can say very ancient times, there happened to be a number of poets. It is a great historical event that there happened to be a number of poets. They lived in India. And they composed some of the most marvelous poems. And there are plenty of poems, plenty of them. It seems as it were there was a great flood of poetry. A number of poems were written and composed. Then a time came when it was felt that that whole flood was vanishing, that flood of poetry. Fewer and fewer people were now composing poems. And it seemed as it were, because at that time there was no written word, or things were not written down, it was felt that there should be an anthology. A great man called Vyasa, this is one name you should remember, Vyasa. He himself was a great poet, and he felt that before this poetry is lost, because most of the communications were done orally only, not by written word, but by oral tradition. So Vyasa felt that there should be at least some selection out of such a huge literature which was available orally. Some of the most important things should be put together, and he made these four collections. Therefore, that Vyasa is also called Veda Vyasa. Vyasa who put all the Vedas into the present form. So these four books are only incomplete books in the sense that they don't contain all the literature that was available at that time, but it was only a selection. Actually, it is said, Vedaha Anantaha, that is in Sanskrit, Vedas are limitless. The Vedas which are in the books available now are only a selection. But this selection was done by a very wise poet. So you can expect that these collections will contain the most essential ideas, and they will give us an insight into what the ancients thought, what they had discovered. The Rig Veda is the largest collection. Sama Veda is the smallest collection. Rig Veda consists of 10,000 verses. I have got one edition of Rig Veda, which is in 12 volumes. 10,000 verses printed in 12 volumes. That itself is a large, large amount. Even to glance through 12 volumes is a very big work. Not many people have been able even to browse through these 12 volumes. Atharvaveda has got 6,000 verses. And Yajurveda and Samaveda have got smaller number. I shall come to this quantitative aspect later on. I am just now touching only the fringes, some of the important ideas regarding these Vedas.